for our reading today is Acts 7, 55 through 60, and in your pew Bible, it's page 118. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then he dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Now please join me for Psalm 31 in the hymnal, page 764 through 765. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Take me out of the
sin for me. You are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
I pay
regard to vain idols and trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction and have taken heed of my adversities.
You have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and body also.
For my life is in sorrow, and my years in sorrow. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste.
I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me.
I have passed out of my own, one who is dead. I have become a vessel.
I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and prosecutors.
Let your face shine on your servant.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. It can be found on page 219 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible, or on page 282 if you're using the large print edition. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, see, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. You can find it in the New Testament in the Pew Bible on page 102 and in the large print edition on page 132. It has long been a tradition in church, and I had a request this morning to begin that tradition again here, that as a sign of respect and also as a way just to focus your attention, that while the gospel is read, that everyone who is able will rise. So let me ask you now to rise as you are able for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just as a point of context, this is a speech by Jesus to his followers in the upper room at the occasion of the Last Supper. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So did it work? Did you pay attention? Well, as I mentioned earlier, in the United Methodist Church today, it is Heritage Sunday. When we celebrate, commemorate who we are as Methodist people, those who share a long and important tradition from our forebears, like John and Charles Wesley. It is indeed important to know who you are, to have a clear understanding of your history and your heritage, your traditions and your beliefs. And so today, let us together think about our heritage. In this year, 2014, any single person has a myriad of ways that they can find their identity, ways that they understand their heritage. Think about it. The nation of birth, the nation of citizenship, your race, your age, your gender, your lifestyle, your religion, your political party, your home state, your occupation, your extended family, your nuclear family. That list could go on, because indeed heritage can be quite complicated. To consider just one of these elements of heritage, many people are very interested in finding out more about their family history, their genealogy. A quick search on the internet came up with an interesting statistic. Today, genealogy ranks second only to pornography as the most searched topic online. According to a report by Market Research, an estimated 84 million people around the world spend anywhere from $1,000 to $18,000 a year in search of their ancestors. This got me wondering about Christians and their heritage. How many people are ready to invest their time and their money in researching their spiritual family tree? Starting from Adam and Eve and working their way up through Jesus of Nazareth and his disciples. How many people are interested in their background and identity as followers of Jesus Christ? Religion is a big part of our heritage. Let me offer you some interesting facts from the internet. Christianity is ranked the largest religion in the world today. According to the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, there were 2.18 billion Christians around the world in 2010, nearly a third of the global population of 6.9 billion people. According to the Center for the Study of Global Christianity, there are approximately 41,000 Christian denominations and organizations in the world. 41,000. And then if you look at the percentage of national populations who claim to be Christian, we are third behind Mexico and Brazil. In the United States, apparently 79.5% of the population identify as Christian, and that works out to 246 million plus change. Okay, so if we're looking at global Christianity, what about our denomination? What about people in the United Methodist Church? Again, some interesting data just to listen to. The General Council on Finance and Administration of the United Methodist Church reports that worldwide professing membership in the United Methodist Church reached a record high of 12.5 million people at the end of 2012. In the United States, membership continues its slow, steady decline, reporting 7.39 million members at the end of 2012, down from 7.48 members the year before. That decline of a little more than 1% is representative of the trend in recent years. Okay. All of those numbers are enough to make your head swim. 2.2 billion Christians worldwide. 41,000 Christian denominations, 12.5 million United Methodists worldwide, and 7.4 million United Methodists in the United States. Wow. Maybe, just maybe, all this interest in global Christianity and denominations and numbers is missing the point about our heritage. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe we share a proud and distinguished history in the United Methodist Church, and almost all of us could benefit from knowing more about John Wesley and his movement. But, especially in this season of the resurrection, let us get back to the very foundation of our heritage, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the foundation, the cornerstone of your life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. As you heard from Daniel, come to him a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, see, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, The stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. Jesus is the foundation. Listen to the psalmist. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Jesus is the foundation. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Your heritage, your identity, both as an individual and a member of this congregation, is clear. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of Him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Peter's point is as valid today as it was when he wrote it. Because Jesus has called you out of darkness, the darkness of sin and death, in his glorious resurrection, you have been called to proclaim his mighty acts. You are called to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to share God's love in real and tangible ways. Just like John Wesley, you are called from your very core to be an evangelist. That is your heritage. Jesus is the foundation, the cornerstone of your life. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is indeed that simple and that glorious. Amen.